This is Outspoken, the podcast that's not afraid to say exactly what you're thinking.
Our names are Amy, Kate and Sophie Torber. We're identical triplets, but we often don't have identical opinions. So sometimes things can get heated.
Outspoken covers all things reality TV, influencers, entertainment and issues facing women.
That is so fetch.
Thank you.
Now, Sophie, we're all very lucky to have you here this morning because you should be relaxing in Port Douglas, but you're not.
Yeah, I've got a little bit of FOMO going on, to be honest. I was supposed to be on a five-day trip there for my boyfriend's mum's birthday, but of course, with everything unfolding in Brisbane at the moment, we decided to cancel our flights and the trip. So I think it's the best decision to make.
It's very, very responsible of you, Sophie.
Yeah, I mean, I am very disappointed, but yeah, I'm happy to be in Adelaide and not have to, you know, potentially quarantine for 14 days.
Well, one other person that's very happy of your travel plans changing is your dog, Archie.
That's right. He's actually been allowed to record with us again. We might... He's actually ripping at your chair at the moment, so we might regret that decision, but he is very happy. He is obsessed with me. He has a bit of separation anxiety when I'm away, so he is so excited that we're not leaving him for the week.
Well, just talking about obsessions, anybody that knows our mum knows her obsession with teeth because she is a dental therapist, and we made a rather grisly discovery on Wednesday night.
Yeah, well, she's been cleaning out her pantry and she came across some items in her pantry that she forgot that she had, which were our baby teeth and, to make it even worse, our wisdom teeth as well.
It's pretty funny growing up because Kate and I made the decision that we wanted mum to be able to keep our teeth. So we still receive money from the tooth fairy, but Amy wanted to allow her teeth to go to the tooth fairy. We had this book growing up where the tooth fairy made a castle out of teeth. So I think that that's where you assumed that your teeth went. Sadly, on Wednesday, we discovered that that's not where they went. They have been living in a rather foul gherkin jar.
Yeah, not such a magical place, really.
That has a putrid smell coming from it.
Look, I feel like we need to go to the upsop because, of course, I filmed our mum's reaction to us discovering the teeth and it was absolutely classic. Let's have a listen to what she had to say.
Mum, what is here?
All my friends who are dental therapists have got my kids' teeth.
That's
Oh. Dad, what was your reaction when you saw the teeth?
I thought they were in the chamber of horrors.
I think the best part of the audio from Mum is that she's trying to defend why she kept the teeth. Like, it doesn't make any sense why dental therapists need to keep their children's teeth.
Oh, exactly. I'd love to hear, though, what other weird things parents have kept of their children. So whether it's your mum and dad, if they've kept something weird, or you're a parent now and you've kept something weird, go to our Facebook group and write what you have found.
The thing about the teeth is, I don't know, there was some sort of creepy element about a glass of children's teeth.
Well, the worst bit is I tried to kind of like open mine up to have a look, but there was this putrid water in there and it splashed on my finger and it smelled. It was just disgusting. I thought there would be some sort of special type of solution that you'd have to keep teeth in to preserve them, but they all seem to be pretty well preserved.
Obviously, I wanted the cloud off of it and I was like really annoyed that Corona was getting more publicity than me.
Almost instantly after news broke of an imminent divorce between Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, a bizarre rumor started circulating. TikToker Ava Louise claims the rapper was cheating on Kim with beauty mogul Jeffree Star. Like, so this is such a weird rumor. Can you tell us how it actually began?
Yeah, now this is a very random rumor that is circulating on TikTok at the moment. Ava Louise posted a video to her 577,000 TikTok followers outlining the claims. Now, in the caption, Ava gave a few hints as to who the alleged celebrity is. She wrote, "I can't say who because he'll sue me. Hint, hint. My source is legit, I promised." Now, let's have a listen to what she said in the video.
Now that Kim's finally doing this, I feel like I can spill the tea that I've been holding on to for months. This whole divorce comes as no surprise. Kanye's been hooking up with a very famous beauty guru. Male beauty guru. A lot of people in the scene have known for a while.
Now, in another video, Ava backtracks about the claim, saying, "This is alleged. I was told by a source, a very good one, but it made so much sense to me. Kanye's possible internalized homophobia is so sad." Well, Ava gave a few more hints in the comment section about the alleged source. She said, "My friend is a big lawyer in LA and met with Kim months ago, and Kim basically gave all the details about this alleged affair."
Well, for those who don't actually know, who is Ava Louise? Because to be honest, I've never actually heard of her.
It's actually pretty crazy because I didn't realize who she was until I Googled her, and she's actually the girl that started the coronavirus challenge video. So she really got big on TikTok because she licked a plane toilet.
Oh my gosh, is that who it is?
Yeah. So she's actually a 21-year-old self-described troll, and she started...
What a great claim to fame. She's a troll. And she's a self-proclaimed troll and she licked a toilet
seat. I know, it actually gets worse. So she started out on Instagram a couple of years ago and she's managed to cultivate a following of 200,000 people. And in her words, she's managed to get these followers simply by posting pictures of her bum and creating a Regina George in real life personality.
Gosh, at least she's honest about it.
She's very honest. She also appeared on Dr. Phil. And in order to do this, she actually contacted Dr. Phil and asked if she could go on. And it was kind of like a scripted episode where she was sort of saying she's got this like social media addiction and wants to be really big on social media. So after she went on Dr. Phil, she was trying to think of like, how can she keep this momentum going? And she ended up recording and releasing her first song called Skinny Legend Anthem. Now, I don't know if you guys, I know you guys aren't massive on TikTok because we're not really in our 20s, unfortunately, but there's this sort of line that people, a lot of people are like miming to, and it's, I'm skinny, I'm winning, and you bitches are ugly.
Wow.
So that's one of the lines of the song that she actually said she wrote herself. So she didn't write the whole rap, but she wrote it herself.
What an absolute claim to fame, writing such a disgusting lyric.
Well, it gets worse. So she was interviewed in The Insider about the song, and this is how she said the song came about. So she said, right before I made the song, I got beaten up by a crack whore because I was hooking up with her boyfriend. So the girl broke my nose and gave me a concussion. So I drank a bunch of Four Locos. I'm sorry if that's pronounced incorrectly. Went to the studio, recorded my song in my messed up concussed state, said, oh my God, this is so good. And like, it wasn't.
Sorry, do you know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of that Chick Chick Boom girl.
Yeah.
Someone who's just like made up a whole load of shit and then goes viral.
So 8 months after the song was released, it started to gain traction on TikTok. And now nearly every top TikToker has posted their take on the song, including like Charli D'Amelio, Addison Rae, Little Huddy, the entire Hype House, and even Courtney Cox.
Oh my God.
And funnily enough, you know, do you remember back when Mason was on Instagram doing an Instagram live?
Yeah, when he was trying to spill all of the Kardashian secrets.
Yeah, well, apparently he was even mentioning the song. So it's pretty crazy how big it has gotten. And I suppose what's craziest about it and most interesting to me is that Ava has this history of creating these social media stunts to gain more and more attention. And the whole coronavirus challenge came off the back of trying to get more people knowing that she was the one that actually wrote this song.
Isn't this such a disgusting state of affairs, though, that in order to get so famous on TikTok that people are stooping to such low levels? I mean, doesn't that just talk about what society has become in terms of people just wanting fame and internet fame so badly that they'll do just such disgusting things?
Mm. Yeah, I just find the whole thing really gross. Now, Kate, can you tell us a little bit more about this stunt?
Yeah, so basically, as I touched on, Ava really wanted people to know that she was behind this song that was going off on TikTok. So she came up with the idea to create the coronavirus challenge. And it's basically a bit of an FU to boomers. So she was kind of trying to show how stupid everyone panicking over the coronavirus was, that she showed her like defiantly licking a toilet seat on a plane. So then she also got her best friend, who is an aspiring influencer, and he goes by the name of Lars, to copy her. So he went and licked a toilet seat in a public toilet. However, he followed this up by posting that he had tested positive to coronavirus by posting images of him in hospital. So the images were fake. He'd been in hospital like earlier in the year for something completely not connected. So Ava was interviewed in The Insider and she said, I did the whole toilet licking stunt, one, because fucking boomers and I don't take the virus seriously. Two, as a strategic marketing, so people would be like, who the hell is Ava Louise, and connect me to that song. So after all of this crazy stuff has happened, Ava's actually been approached by MTV to have her own reality TV show. She said she's also been offered a range of $1 million deals as well as 7-figure contracts.
Do you know what I find funny? Like back in the day, to get your own reality show, you had to release some sort of sex tape. Now it's a tape of you licking a toilet seat.
Mm. Yeah, well, after she licked the toilet seat, she reappeared on Dr. Phil and she was actually quoted as saying she would cough on people if she was infected by the coronavirus. She also seems to have this whole thing against boomers and has sort of said she's like happy the coronavirus has happened because it's going to like weed out a lot of the older population.
Do you know what pisses me off about that? She does now have a huge following. So there are a lot of people that are watching her and listening to what she has to say who will be thinking the same thing, like, oh, this is all bullshit. This is all a joke. And it's not.
Do you know what's funny though? I feel like it's so much more acceptable for men to do pranks like this. Like, you think of some of the top pranksters in America on YouTube and everyone sits back and finds it funny. But we do kind of find it weird when a woman plays all these sort of pranks.
Yeah. And I mean, the thing is, she is actually quite clever, as we touched on. While I don't agree with what she's done, she has been very clever towards the marketing. And again, she was quoted as saying, I've kind of just started an entire career for myself. And it's funny because my song was doing okay, and then I licked the toilet. When it's your job to go viral, every stunt you do, people will look back on and what you've done before. So I knew 100% when I licked that toilet, people were going to stream the song, and just out of pure curiosity. And that's more money for me. That's what looks good for labels. So it was all strategic and it worked out.
Well, it just is crazy though that people have taken what she said about Kanye West and Jeffree Star as fact. I mean, it's been printed everywhere.
That's what I found really hard to understand, because once I saw it was her making the rumors up, it seems pretty obvious that it's bullshit.
Well, as you say, Kate, despite there being no actual evidence to support these rumors, there have been so many commentators listing reasons why it could be true. And it's pretty crazy because some of them are quite spot on. So TikTok user Patty Pop Culture made a video listing the rumors. Now, the first one is that Kanye has been living at his and Kim's Wyoming ranch for most of the year, while Jeffrey has moved to his own mansion in the same spot. Now, before relocating to Wyoming, Kanye and Jeffrey both lived in the Hidden Hills, which is an exclusive gated community next to Calabasas in California.
It's funny because when I first heard that, I was like, oh, wow. But then again, a lot of people in Calabasas, because it's within California, I'm sure would be fleeing to like properties that aren't as populated.
Can I just say that's literally like, oh, I was in Adelaide when Zac Efron was here, and then I went to Byron Bay, so we must be together.
Yeah.
Well, the next one is that Patty Pop Culture claims Kim met with a lawyer this summer and gave evidence as to why Kanye was cheating on her with Jeffrey. So that does tie into the rumor that Ava has been circulating. The next one is that someone found a tweet Jeffrey sent Kanye in 2011 saying, last night was fun. Now, this tweet has subsequently been deleted, but it should be noted that the makeup artist often tweeted celebrities in the early 2010s. So I think we are stretching a little bit with that one.
I do love the digging that's been going on Twitter, because I saw Jeffree Star shared another post and it was people were trying to see who was in the reflection of his sunglasses and it kind of did look like Kanye. But I think the funniest bit is that Jeffree Star's really been playing into it. Obviously, this is going to cultivate a lot of views on his YouTube channel. So whilst he has actually made an official statement, which we'll go into, for the better part of it, he's really been playing this up. He even posted a photo of himself saying that he was ready to go to Sunday service, which is Kanye's special event that he holds where he sings like his own music in a gospel way.
I had to laugh at some of the other supposed evidence, and it was that Jeffree Star released a song back in 2009 called Bitch Please, and the song included a lot of celebrity name dropping, and one of the lyrics read, sucked off Kanye West, now I'm one of the bros.
I wonder if this is where this whole rumor just came from. They probably heard that song and was like, yeah, let's tie this all together.
Now there's another interesting twist. Ava Louise claims that Kanye West also had an affair with lesser known beauty influencer Cole Carrington. Now they share a video together on TikTok with a claim that Kanye's security guard actually went and picked Cole up to take him to a hotel to see Kanye. And there's a text exchange where the security guard asks for Cole to sign a non-disclosure agreement. Now, what I don't get is the numbers all crossed out. There's no proof of who sent this. It really could have been doctored. I don't know how they're getting away with doing this stuff.
I know, it's ridiculous. It's an attempt by this guy to become more TikTok famous than he is.
Yeah, and we saw it with Ava Louise and her friend Lars, who pretended that he got coronavirus from also licking a toilet, that these influencers work together to try and build up their fame.
The more I hear about it, the more it makes me wonder if Jeffree Star is also involved, because he's no stranger to controversy and he loves to promote himself online. And as you said, he's been out and about adding fuel to the fire. He has come out and denied it on YouTube. But do you think that he could somehow be involved as well?
I definitely think so. I mean, Jeffree Star is someone that thrives on this type of attention. And funnily enough, Ava Louise actually took to her Instagram story to say, okay, so apparently Star has been planting Ye rumors. I have my sources, but I could see him doing that. We've all known about Ye and Vigil for years, but this rumor blows my mind.
Well, Jeffree Star came out on YouTube and he labeled it the dumbest shit I think I've ever read in my entire life. And I've got to agree, when I was actually sitting on the couch last night and my boyfriend turned his phone around to an article claiming that, you know, the Jeffree Star Kanye rumor. And I actually couldn't believe it. I said to him, Dale, that is bullshit. That is the biggest lie I've ever seen.
Yeah, and that's what I find really difficult about this whole situation, because a lot of people are going to take this on face value and assume this rumor is true because it's picked up so much momentum. But, you know, for normal people that don't know who Ava Louise and her TikTok crew are, they're not going to know that this is clearly just a big lie. And, you know, we all make jokes about Kanye West, but this guy is suffering from a very serious mental illness. He has 4 children with Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian's just, you know, had a marriage breakup. I actually do really feel for them and this ridiculous attention that's been created over this ridiculous rumor.
Yeah, but and can you imagine if the rumor was actually true and these people were just outing Kanye West?
Yeah, I know. It's actually just terrible. And I was thinking, how does someone with such a big platform like Ava Louise get away scot-free with kind of creating this bullshit? So hours after Ava posted this video, she shared another video apparently at her shopper's office. So whatever that is, I'm assuming it's a place rich people go to get clothes picked out for them. Well, so we'll throw to this video.
Hey TikTok, so I had to make an emergency visit to my shopper's office to get an outfit for court because Kim Kardashian's literally suing me. Like, thanks, bitch. I need an excuse to shop anyway.
Oh my God, Kim Kardashian would be the last person I'd be messing with right now. And the Kardashian family, they're absolutely loaded. And they, like, Kim's also a lawyer herself now.
Yeah, and also Robert Kardashian, their father would, I mean, I know he's passed away, but he would have so many legal connections. I mean, this TikTok star has really messed with the wrong family.
Do you know what? She just reminds me of the boy who cried wolf. Like, she's actually going to find out some juicy information or something serious is going to happen to her and no one's going to believe her because she spread so much bullshit online.
Well, it had me thinking because I was kind of thinking, like, how does everyone just believe this is fact?
Mm.
And I feel with the Kardashians, they're one family that you would actually believe that this rumor is true because so many crazy rumors have followed their lives for so long. I mean, I still remember hearing the rumor that Bruce Jenner was transitioning. And at the time, I was like, there is no way, this is complete bullshit. And
wait, of course, a sec, is a new series of the Kardashians coming out?
Well,
isn't it said to be their last season? Is this somehow a Kardashian PR stunt?
Well, as they say, Kris Jenner works harder than the devil. She is yet to comment on it and the Kardashians are yet to officially comment on it. So let's just see what happens, I think.
I'm skinny, I'm winning, and all you bitches are ugly.
Now, we're coming to you from the future and what a surprise. Ava Louise has recently come out and said that she made the whole thing up.
Now, this new piece of information has come out from a voice message.
Yeah, well, interestingly, Ava Louise has sent the voice message to somebody that she thought was a friend. An account called Hard Money to Nipper has reshared the voice recording. And Ava Louise went on to also reshare this post. And she said, I was going to wait to expose myself, but clout chasing locals, I thought, were my friends want to do it first.
Personally, I think maybe she's taking some of this legal advice on board and has just thought, I better just say that I've made it all up.
Well, I don't know. I think maybe the story got bigger than she thought. But the whole thing is that she's known for causing a scandal like this and then coming out and saying, ha ha, I made it all up. Look how stupid you are. Look how much attention I've got from it all. And this is exactly what she's done this time around again.
I suppose she's got exactly what she wanted. It gets us talking about her over and over and over again.
Well, it doesn't look like she wants things to end too soon because she keeps posting stuff on TikTok that is just throwing absolute fuel on the fire. So someone actually commented on her post and asked her to wear red in the next video if Kris Jenner made her post the confession. And she posted a video of her wearing a red hoodie. So I'm guessing maybe Kris Jenner's had something to do with it.
And would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
Let's get into the influencer rap. Now, Amy, Sarah's Day has confirmed the news we all knew months ago. She is releasing an app called Sunny.
Yeah, well, Sarah revealed on Instagram that The Secret Project is, of course, an app. And she did it with a really cute video with her and her son, Fox. And they launched a promotion where people had to find Scrabble pieces on the Sunny app's Instagram page, which I thought was really clever.
It was very aesthetically pleasing because she did one of those really cool, like, photo grids. And then when you clicked on each of the tiles, it had a little video where the letter popped up. Now, I was very impressed with that. Mm.
She always does seem to launch an interactive element to her campaigns, which is very clever. It's a key marketing strategy used to obviously boost engagement levels.
Well, this project's been 3 years in the making for Sarah, and she was very nervous to actually film the announcement video. So Sarah shared on her stories how she gets really tongue-tied, and she actually shared in the past that she had experiences with stuttering as a kid. So I actually really felt for her because you can see how much this project actually meant to her.
Well, it's been really well received. She's already got 45,000 followers on the Instagram account, and she recently announced that the app would cost around $2.30 a week. And I did some quick sums. If that amount of followers, say 40,000 people, were to sign up, that's well over $4 million in revenue.
Well, I suppose it's not really revenue because you have to take into consideration her work through that 3 years. And obviously it is quite expensive to develop an app. Now, Kate, you were talking about how she feels incredibly nervous to launch this app. Well, that is because there are some very eagle-eyed people who have already spotted errors in the app.
Yeah, well, Sarah does have a history of controversial product launches. At the moment, this one hasn't been too controversial for her. Someone did spot in the terms of the conditions in the app that it said, "If you post or send offensive or objectionable content to us or otherwise engage in any disruptive behavior towards us, we can use whatever information that is available to us about you to stop such behavior. This may involve informing relevant third parties, such as your employer and law enforcement agencies, about the content and your behavior."
Wow.
Now, to me, that was worded very strangely for terms and conditions. Like, it kind of seemed a little bit personal to say, like, if you do this to us. What did you think?
Yeah, well, it's odd to have those kind of terms and conditions for an app. But then again, I kind of don't blame her in a way. I mean, if people are sending death threats or that kind of, you know, disgusting sort of comments to her, I can see why she might want to take them to law enforcement or why she might want to inform people's bosses. I'm sure over the years she's had some really disgusting comments. So I'm assuming that's why there's that sort of that new terms and conditions. Yeah,
well, I understand the reasoning behind the terms and conditions, but I just think they're worded very, almost it comes across as a bit unprofessional. Like, I feel like there's a way that they could have been worded a lot better, and it kind of doesn't seem like a very big, like, brand. It doesn't seem like a professional brand. It seems like, you can't say this to me or I'm gonna dob on you. That's kind of the vibe I got.
But it's kind of a bit weird, as in, what does it mean? Does that mean if they send any of those kind of comments to the Sunny Instagram page?
Yeah, or that's what I mean. It's not really written very clearly. And I suppose something else people have picked up on is the fact that there have been some errors in recipes. So the app hasn't actually officially launched, but if you use this special passcode to get onto the website, you could see a couple of example recipes. Now, unfortunately, one of the vegan/vegetarian recipes actually includes bacon. Now, this is a little bit awkward.
I did see this on Celeb Spellcheck. Good pickup by them. I do feel bad for Sarah, because I'm the sort of person that can look at a recipe or a document and there'll be a glaring error, and sometimes I can miss it. Like, sometimes if you look at something too long.
Yeah, but like, this is a professional app. She has a team of people working with her. You think there'd be people spell checking this stuff. I mean, she does have a lot of spelling errors on her Instagram stories, and she often jokes that she never actually looks over them. But I think with a professional project like this, you can't miss errors like that.
But is it that big of a team? Because every time I see her Insta stories, it's literally her sister who's come on as a graphic designer and Jai who works for Kurt's videography company.
Yeah, there's definitely friends of hers, like Tanika, her best friend's involved. Tanika. However, I do believe she would have to engage in with web developers to make this app. So I feel like there would be a lot of people involved in the project.
Just moving on to influencer Shani Grumman, and it seems like things are getting a little bit more serious between her and a new mystery man.
Yeah, well, Shani posted a video of the pair on holiday in Rainbow Beach. And in the video, she emerges in her bathers and then he comes in from the other side and they both run off into the sunset, into the water.
Well, what I loved about this was she actually shared the same video to her TikTok account and she wrote, "So much love on Instagram, so I had to post on here as well. Thank you guys for respecting my privacy. I will always share things when I'm ready for you." There was a lot of people who loved this and they said, "Oh yeah, I'm just going to wait till you release the name of your boyfriend, blah, blah, blah." And someone wrote, "Low key wished it was John." And they're of course referring to Shani's ex-boyfriend, Jonathan Sauer. And she wrote, "What in the fuck? Ha 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 ha."
I also loved a comment on her Instagram, which was posted by Chloe Zepp. Now, Chloe and Shani's friendship allegedly broke up over Tommy Bug, Shani's former boyfriend. So Chloe's comment was really interesting. She wrote, with love hearts. So obviously Chloe approves. Chloe and Shani's friendship is back on because the pair have been posting videos together now that they're both in Brisbane. I'm really enjoying this. I'm really loving the old Shani is. I'm really loving the fact that the old Shani is back.
Well, just on Shani, I noticed that she has been posting daily TikTok vlogs, which that's going to make me want to go on TikTok more.
Yeah, I've got to admit, I don't spend a lot of time on TikTok, but now that Shani is posting her daily vlogs, I'm going to be watching them. And I also noticed that Michael Finch is actually posting daily vlogs too. And it's making me feel really nostalgic seeing their content more regularly now.
Yeah, I think it makes you feel more connected with them. I mean, poor Michael Finch's YouTube hasn't been going too well. He's been sharing some really odd content. It's not within his brand. He's been sharing videos of him making a vegetable patch. I think it only got 30,000 views.
Yeah, well, that's his new brand though. Like, he's now turning into that kind of lifestyle vlogger. So maybe TikTok would be a better platform for him.
Not resonating with people.
I actually enjoyed seeing his little garden on his TikTok video and the fact that he was pronouncing jalapenos as jalapenos. I think Celeb Spellcheck picked up on that, but I actually do think it was a joke. I've heard him say it before as a joke. Now, lastly, we can't have an influencer rap without Skye Wheatley's antics. Now, this week she took to her Instagram story to reveal that she thinks she has bipolar. Now, she said she did some research but hasn't officially been diagnosed, and she wanted her followers to help her decide if she actually was bipolar or whether it was just something to do with her star sign, because she said she's been having extreme moods.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like a great idea, just going onto Instagram and asking people if you're bipolar.
Yeah, but I've noticed that she's been doing this sort of Q&A box for a lot of dilemmas that go on in her life, and I just find it so hilarious. Like, if you actually think you've got bipolar, why not go to a psychiatrist?
Do you know what? I think she's actually getting quite confused, because I feel like a lot of people are quite brave in sharing their own struggles with mental health. And I think that that's what she thinks she's doing. But it is coming across in the total opposite way, because it is coming across as very irresponsible to air your own personal issues when it's not being diagnosed.
I mean, from a personal perspective, I've had an experience with someone who is bipolar, and it's a very serious issue, and not one that I think you can ask your followers to diagnose for you.
It's Skye Marie Wheatley.
I think that's all we've got time for today. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. Also, if you guys do have a second, we'd love if you could go and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. So many of you DM us and say that you love our show. And so can we be a bit sneaky and ask you to go leave us a review as well?
And if you would like to join in on the conversation, please join our podcast community. It is Outspoken, the podcast community on Facebook.